Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Pride and Prejudice is a romantic novel written by Jane Austen. The novel follows the character development of Elizabeth Bennet, the protagonist of the book, who learns about the repercussions of hurried arguments and comes to appreciate the difference between superficial goodness and actual goodness. The story is set in Herefordshire and Derbyshire with characters Elizabeth Bennet, Mr. Darcy, Charles Bingley, George Bickham, Mr. William Collins, Mrs. and Mr. Bennet, and more. Its humour lies in its depiction of manners, education, marriage, and money. The qualities of the title Pride and Prejudice is not fully assigned to one or the other of the protagonists, but both Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy display pride and prejudice. The novel is set in rural England in the early 19th century. Mr. Bennet of Longbourn Estate has 5 daughters, but his property is entailed and can only be passed to a male heir. His wife also lacks an inheritance, so his family will be extremely poor upon his death. Thus, it is crucial that at least one of the girls marry well and support the others, which is the motivation that drives the plot. The story shows various social norms during these times. Marriage to a wealthy person is considered the best for a woman. The novel also begins in such a context where Mrs. Bennet forces her husband to meet Mr. Bingley and try to persuade him to marry their eldest daughter, Jane. Mrs. Bennet is frequently seen encouraging all her daughters to marry a wealthy man of a high social class. Mrs. Bennet's behavior reflects society in which she lives, as she knows her daughters will not succeed if they don't get married. Another common theme in Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice is ineffectual parents. The failure of Mr. and Mrs. Bennet as parents is blamed for Lydia's lack of moral judgment for her elopement with Mr. George Bickham. Although the central characters, Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy, begin the novel as bitter acquaintances and unlikely friends, eventually they work towards a better understanding of themselves and each other, which frees them to truly fall in love rather than judging each other with their first impressions. When Elizabeth rejects Mr. Darcy's first proposal, the argument of marrying for love is introduced. Elizabeth only accepts him when she is certain that she loves him. Jane Austen's complex portrayal of different marriages are shown through the novel. It further deals with themes like manners, where both men and women are expected to behave in society, and also money. The opening line of the novel famously announces, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." This sets marriage as a motive and a problem in the novel. Money plays a fundamental role in the marriage market for the young ladies seeking a well-off husband and for a man who wishes to marry a woman of means. George Bickham tries to elope with Georgiana Darcy, and Colonel Fitzwilliam marries for money. Marrying a woman of a rich family also ensured a linkage to a high family, as visible in the desires of Bingley's sisters to have their brother married to Georgiana Darcy. Hence, the novel revolves around the importance of marrying for love and not marrying for social prestige, despite the communal pressure to make a wealthy match. Thank you.